Welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast, a place for women just like you who are in the process of claiming their callings, rising into priestesshood, and building a legacy. This is where values-driven women come to learn how to unleash their gifts and share them unapologetically with the world to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an author, yoga teacher, activist, and business mentor. I bridge together feminine-inspired leadership and divine masculine action that quantum leaps you into an expansive experience of life and business. I believe that business is a vehicle for not only living a more purposeful and free life, but for also contributing to social and ecological healing. I live in a coastal town in Portugal and have been channeling my inner priestesshood into various heart-centered businesses since 2016. Back then, I left my life as an archaeologist to play my part in the reawakening of the feminine. Although I now run a successful mission-driven business, it's been quite the journey. I've had to move past imposter syndrome, own my gifts, make friends with money, step into feminine leadership, dismantle toxic conditioning, and learn ethical marketing practices. I'm here to help you on your journey to living life and doing business on your terms. From guest interviews to solo heart riffs to laser coaching sessions, this podcast is here to inspire you to reclaim the feminine, live your Dharma, and get paid for being you. So sit back, take a deep breath, sister, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, priestesses, and welcome back. In this laser coaching session, I support Charlotte. She came wanting to know how to generate wealth with a small audience. And as we went a little bit deeper, we discovered that she actually had a limiting belief about her audience size. And this is really, really normal in the business coaching industry. So I shared with her a simple strategy to move past this limiting belief and to help her launch her high to medium ticket group container now, not tomorrow, not in 6 months, but now. So if you are finding yourself in a position where, you know, creating clients is not as consistent as you would like, then you're going to absolutely love this episode. Now, before we dive in, I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Awaken to Freedom. This is my incredibly potent mentoring container that helps guides, coaches, and facilitators own their unique priestess magic, channel it into a high ticket standout offer, and get fully booked without burning out or compromising on their values. So you can go to www.drsarahcoxon.com/awaken-to-freedom to learn all about this program and how it's helped previous clients quit their 9-to-5s and fill out their premium offers. Now let's listen to the session with Charlotte. Hello, priestesses. Welcome back to another laser coaching session. I'm so happy to be introducing you to Charlotte Little. Welcome to this session, Charlotte. How are you doing?
I am feeling so magic. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm feeling a lot of gratitude and a lot of, inner cosmic flowing up.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You are one of my people. So before we kind of dive straight in, if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself, like who you are, the work that you do in the world, who you help, that kind of thing.
I would be honored. So I'm Charlotte, but otherwise known as the Wild Femme. And my kind of dharma, my sole purpose in this world and through my magic business is to bring women back in alignment and reconnect them with their deepest, purest, truest sense of sexuality and sensuality. And I love to guide women to lead a pussy-empowered life and a pleasure life. So a wildly pleasured being, finding the pleasures in every day, but also reconnecting them with the power of self-pleasure as a healing practice, as a magnetic manifestation practice of all the benefits that comes with self-pleasure, and helping them shed any shame around their pussy, around their vulvas, their sexuality, anything in the realms of sex, pleasure, and pussy. I'm there. I'm obsessed.
That's so juicy. And I know that we're going to be having you on the podcast later on to really share all your wisdom around this. But how can I support you in today's session?
So today I'm really looking for a way to best serve my small community, the business, the wild fam. My soul aligned birth into this world was only created early this year, and it's been a wild ride so far, and I've loved every moment of it. And I'm just searching for a way to generate wealth for myself so that I can avoid burnout from constantly putting offerings into the world, and just come from a really, centered, pleasured place with each way that I serve my small community, but also serve myself at the same time, because I can't serve the feminine collective and bring them sexual empowerment from a place of burnout. And I think with a smaller audience, it's really easy to get caught up in the numbers and forget about the impact that you make on people's lives. So yeah, I'm looking for a way to serve them really effectively in a really powerful way, but also just with the small community I have at my fingertips.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. So you said that you've started your business at the beginning of this year. Tell me about, how many clients you have at the moment, what kind of offerings you are putting out there. You said there were multiple offerings. If you can just kind of flesh that out for me so I understand your business model.
Yeah, amazing. So I have one signature online course, which is a self-led. So it's all pre-recorded. It's available the minute you sign up. And it's a 4-week self-led journey to expansive pleasure. It's called the Wild Pleasure Expansion. And it's all about shedding shame, getting in touch with your sexuality, and then learning techniques to experience really expansive, healing self-pleasure practices and orgasms. So that's my signature offering. And then beside those offerings, I seem to have like a pick and mix of goodies, which not all of them are feeling aligned right now. And particularly with my one-off events, which come under my monthly goddess circles online for full moon and new moon, where I pour a lot of time and energy into these 2-hour events, but maybe I only receive like very small amounts of income from them. And I've also got 2 one-to-one clients at the moment. And my one-to-ones aren't something that I'm particularly pushing, just because I feel like a live group offering is where I really feel the feminine power rising and being unleashed. And that's where I really want to take my business, is to like a live kind of online course where we can journey through it together. But it just feels like the wrong time to launch something that big with the audience that I currently have.
Okay. So I'm hearing, if I can reflect this back to you, that actually what you want to be doing is live group container, but you don't feel that your business in that space, that place, that right place for it. You don't feel like you have a big enough audience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And so how big is your Instagram community at the moment?
We're about 700. Which is small in terms of Instagram, but I like to think of it as a group of people sitting in front of me.
Yeah. And how many do you think that you would need to fill a group program?
I feel like to make it a really powerful space, I would probably stick with cosmic number 11, which has kind of been with me since the start of my business journey. So if I had a really good ticket price for the offering, then I feel like 11 goddesses coming together would be a perfect number to make this sustainable.
I love that. And how many do you think you need in your wider Instagram community to bring in 11?
Well, this is the thing. I think I'm caught up in the statistics that I've always been told, where, you know, it's like 1% sign up, and then it becomes really
overwhelming. Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, that you need thousands of people, when actually you just need 11 people that can trust you. And I'd hope out of 700 that I have at least 11 people that trust my work and follow me for a reason and would take me up on an offering. But it does seem scary when I watch bigger influencers put offerings out with really high ticket prices. And, you know, they take on exclusively like 15 people. And I feel like, wow, I'm so far from reaching those kind of wealth numbers.
There's a different launch strategy for when you're an influencer or when you have bigger audience numbers than when you are in have a smaller community. So you mentioned, like, I'm sure I can get 11 people to trust me to take this journey. So my question to give to you then, to reflect back to you then, Charlotte, is, well, how can you build that trust with 11 aligned sisters?
Yeah. And I guess I would offer it firstly to the people that I know already trust me, that have already signed up to multiple offerings that I've put out into the world. And yeah, I've definitely got a supportive community of goddesses where we meet monthly for our circles. And it's just that higher ticket price that I want to bring into my business that I feel would potentially scare them away.
So tell me, let's go tangible with numbers. So what is it that you want to be charging for this work?
Oh, that's now
feel the feelings, feel all of the feelings.
Yeah, exactly, feel all the fear and face it anyway and just speak your truth. Okay, well, I guess cosmic numbers, I really try to price all my offerings on cosmic numbers and just align with the souls who feel that spiritual path calling them. So I feel like maybe a figure of 666 would be a good place to start for maybe like an 8-week journey.
How does that feel in your body when you say 666 for 8 weeks?
Yeah, it was really funny because as soon as I said it, I thought, maybe it's low. Maybe it's too low. But it also feels expansive when I times it by 11. It feels like, wow, over 8 weeks, bringing in that kind of income would be really fulfilling and empowering and a testimony to the work and energy that I would put into our live calls together and everything that goes in the background for this as well, you know, the planning, the build up, the marketing, the support. Yeah, I feel like I could potentially ask more.
Yeah, you could. You could, absolutely. How does 777 feel?
Yeah, really juicy, because I feel that just from experience of the things that I've signed up for before, when you go super high ticket, I feel like for my first live container, I don't want to put enormous pressure on myself to make it work, you know, to get all 11 people filled in the spaces.
Yeah.
Medium ticket price, then I would be so just like fulfilled by even 5 goddesses signing on would be incredible.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get to play with the numbers, basically. There's no right or wrong. Very often we're kind of looking what other people are charging and then basing our pricing on our sense of imposter syndrome and, you know, how early on we are in our business. And really it's an energetic thing. Like, you get to really just kind of feel into the prices. And then once you've found the price that feels like it's a bit of a stretch, but it also feels expansive, that's your one. What I'm more curious about helping you with, because I think it was the phrasing wealth generating, is this sense of, like, you know, creating momentum and continuous momentum, continuous, like generating that kind of energy behind it, is how you actually bring these 11 amazing souls into this container. So one of the things that we can do is we can actually do what is known as an anti-launch strategy, which is essentially that we don't launch in the way that, you know, you see a lot of the influencers doing. You know, they have open closed cart, and, you know, then they're talking about it on their stories all the time. But instead, you're talking through conversations in the DMs. How would that feel?
Yeah, so much less pushing, because
yes,
as soon as you said anti-launch, my body was like, ooh, I love this. Kind of like the dark feminine rebel wants to come out and play with this idea. And I feel as if my launches in the past have been really highly emotional, because yeah, I'm just talking about it every day in the stories. And then I'm concerned that people are getting bored of my stories. And then I get concerned that they'll unfollow because maybe they're not in the right place to invest in their pleasure right now. And they're like, why is she only talking about this? She's not being her usual fun self anymore. She's just here to sell. And this inner voice, this inner critic of mine goes wild when I'm just pushing.
Yeah. And it's actually, launching is highly... it brings up all of our trauma to the surface. It's like one massive medicine journey. And it's not, I don't believe it's sustainable to do all the time. I think it can be really fun as a supplementation to our bread and butter income, but not the main driving source of our income. I think that's the one-way ticket to the burnout you were talking about at the beginning. So when it comes to an anti-launch strategy, it's all taking place in the DMs. And the way that you do this is to give yourself plenty of space. So maybe give yourself 6 to 8 weeks before the actual container starts, and start with permission-based marketing. This essentially means that rather than sliding into people's DMs and being like, oh, hey, I had this amazing program, want to know more about it?
Yeah.
Which immediately makes everyone go, oh, no, what? It's to actually start generating conversations around the topics in the container and the things that you help people with in the container with your community. And you can do that with polls, you can do that with DM me, and just start to have these conversations with people where you're finding out who they are, you know, where they're at in their journey, why they're even in your community, and what they're struggling with, and also finding out what their goals are as well. And from that space, when, and going really, really slow with it, when an opportunity arises where it feels like, oh, do you know what? You know, you get that moment when you're talking to someone, you're like, oh my God, I can really help you. You know, that like inner zing. When you feel that, then you just say, I'm getting this feeling that I can really help you. This is my expertise. Do you want to explore this further with me? And so it's all permission-based marketing in the DMs. How does that feel?
Yes, it feels so it feels so nourishing, actually, just to know that as well, if the container starts, we're not strangers. Like, we've already had this conversation, we've already got to know each other, we've already got this sacred bond. So when we do step into this powerful container together, we're already like aligned. We know we're soul aligned. We know it's a full body yes. And it's not just someone kind of randomly pressing checkout and investing in something, but they're not really sure why. Like, it feels more like a one-to-one experience bringing into a group container, which feels so powerful.
Absolutely. And I think the thing is as well, when our communities are small, we actually have an advantage because we can do this method. So we can bring in really aligned people into our containers, the ones that we know that are going to get the most amazing results with us, because we can feel their energy, we can feel their commitment. And also the investment is a filter as well. It's a way of women, men, but I mean, you're predominantly working with women, is to say yes to themselves and really fully commit to that transformation. So yeah, the anti-launch, this in the DMs thing, and giving yourself 8 weeks to just have as many conversations as you can and invite people onto calls with you to see if it's the right fit. Those 11 women, you'll be able to fill it up in no time at all.
Yes, that feels so expansive and also feels really liberating.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't have to do 10,000 posts and paid advertisements and everything. And it was funny when you were talking about that, of the, you know, stereotypical launch being a really emotional kind of trauma pattern. And I really experienced that. I remember crying on my stories the day my last course launched, because I think I was just so exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I was also so in awe of myself, like, wow, you've just created this and stepped into such a vulnerable place to release it into the world. And I feel like in the live container, we would be in that process together. We'll be able to journey through those stages together, and it feels more connected to, you know, form that relationship before we even step inside, because it is a really vulnerable place to work on.
Yeah, absolutely. It really, really is. And I think that the thing with launching as well, like traditional launching, is you can have the exact same launch, the exact same copy, the exact same everything, and have, you know, 20 women join a container one launch, and then 0 women join a container the next. And I've had that happen, which is why I'm so grateful that my launches are not my bread and butter. I'm constantly bringing in clients into my world in the DMs, and so you wouldn't even know half the time. And then launching gets to be something that is expansive and healing in its own right, but we're not relying on it for our business kind of, we're not relying on it to kind of form the basis of our business.
Yes, exactly. Because that feels so daunting. Like, okay, it took me a month of tirelessly posting and talking and promoting and, you know, spreading the message about this course. Now I have to do that every month just to make the same amount. It's just not a sustainable business model.
It's not. It's really anti-feminine business model, actually, which is why it's so amusing to me that there are so many feminine leaders talking about feminine energy that just do this launch model again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
So, which is, we have to remember that our business models, they need to embody the divine masculine. They need to hold the space. And if we want consistent revenue and we want to be doing it in a way that feels really in integrity and ethical, the best thing that we can do is actually do this kind of anti-launch method, because it's nourishing, it's sustaining. And, you know, and for me, I can have conversations with people in my DMs, I would say three weeks out of 4 weeks in the month, depending on where I am in my cycle. And it just, I like it. I just really love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've recently found Instagram has become a platform for me of connecting with other feminine leaders in the DMs and just relating about this journey that we're all on back to pleasure and maybe also birthing businesses into this world. And Instagram has really become a place for soul connection, but that only happens in the DM. It doesn't happen in the feeds, in the stories. It really lives in the DMs.
Yes. And DM conversations are actually scalable as well. As you will grow your business, it is more than possible to scale your DM conversations by bringing people into your business to help you with them. I think it's really about the connection and creating the connection. And I will also say, although we probably won't go into this today, but ensuring that you're having conversations with the right kinds of people, that's where your content comes in. That's where your messaging comes in. That's where really have dialed in messaging and content will ensure that, rather than having these conversations with lots of people who, you know, maybe not at the right point of making an investment decision, you know, through your content, you can bring them through a process in and of itself, so that when you are actually having conversations with them, they've already started to make internal shifts that lend them to be more ready to saying yes to doing this work.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of my heart wants to start talking about pleasure magnetism, even though right now I'm just talking mostly with my content about the power of pleasure for self-love, self-intimacy, and growth, and this inner connection with your own being. I also want to talk about the powers of pleasure, bringing in money, bringing in success, bringing in whatever your soul desires. And I haven't really touched on that, but I feel like leading people into that message, into that journey, into that part of their pleasure where they can magnetize what they want, starting to talk about investment codes, starting to bring that to their awareness, that pleasure can actually cycle that investment back into them.
Mm-hmm.
Way to invite them to invest in pleasure in the first place.
Yes. There's something about the investment piece that for the majority of our communities really does need to be spoken about. And I believe that there are manipulative ways of doing it that are really low vibe, like, oh, you know, if you don't invest, then it like it's a self-worth thing or something. And I'm just like, that's just ick. That's just gross. Just don't go there. Yeah. But then there's also the inviting them to contemplate what is the symbolic, almost shamanic magic of investing in time, investing in money, investing in energy. And that can lead to having very empowered prospective clients coming your way, because they've already kind of shifted from the I'm too scared to invest anything, time, money, energy, to I see that this is the next aligned step for me.
Yeah, definitely. And it does take time and energy. You know, I held a free event last night and it was the first full moon circle that I've held for free in, well, ever. They've always been a paid offering. And I really just wanted people to invest their time. And that's all I was asking. Please invest your time in your sensuality. Please invest this hour and a half. It's free, but it is going to take an investment of time and energy to make that reconnection with your sensuality. And that offering that was free felt so aligned for me, and I just knew that it was that time and energy investment that I needed from people to see that people were invested in their own pleasure, in their own sensuality. It just gave me so much trust in the work that I'm doing. Even though it didn't generate wealth, it was still an investment from people.
That's amazing. And we have to remember as well that you know, I think in businesses, obviously our businesses are primarily there to create profit. Like it's not a nonprofit, it's not a social enterprise, it's a business. So we have to be really clear on that. But there are also other riches, there's other wealth that it can generate. So it can generate connection, it can generate joy, it can generate experience, it can generate more community members, it can just generate a sense of, oh, I'm living my Dharma. And so there is definitely a time to be offering free value. And there's also a time to be ensuring that people invest and pay for the work as well. And it sounds like you're on that process of creating that balance.
Yeah, it's definitely a process. It's
always.
It's a full surrender as well to be like, okay, I'm going to give people my all, like everything. But it does give me that sense, like you said, of yes, this, I'm living my Dharma.
Yes.
And that feeling is so embodied when I do these offerings and when I witness feminine beings just being in touch with their sensuality, that I'm like, okay, this is what this business is about for me. But it's mm-hmm. be sustainable, obviously, and profitable for me to continue doing it.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. So thank you so much for joining us today. What would you say has been your biggest insight, download, takeaway from our time together?
Oh, thank you so much for having me and just gifting me your wisdom. I think my favorite and biggest takeaway of this is going to be a business rebel for a while, not to listen to the noise of all the influencers shouting about their offerings on their stories, on their posts, and just to surrender and form those deep connections with the soul aligned clients that will invest and to live more in the DMs.
Yeah, I love that. Live more in the DMs. That sounds like it should be on a t-shirt. Amazing. And for those of you, for those of the listeners who are really interested in your work, sorry, I can't get my words out. Where can they find you?
So I am the Wild Femme on everything. So wild, as in, you know, like a tiger, and femme, F-E-M. I'm on Instagram at the Wild Femme or thewildfemme.com.
Amazing. And of course, we're going to be having you on the show later on in the year or the beginning of next year. So I can't wait to hear all your juicy wisdom there. Thank you so much for your time, Charlotte. I know that this will have helped many, many people listening.
Thank you, Sarah. It's a deep honor.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Rise Priestess podcast. If this episode spoke to you, you can contribute greatly by sharing it to your Instagram stories. Make sure that you also tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon so that I can personally reach out and thank you. And if you're not already a member of my Instagram community, you can pop over there now and join us. I keep it very real over there, sharing behind the scenes of my life and business to inspire you to live life and do business your own way. You can also apply to be a guest on the show by emailing Sarah at Dr. Sarah Coxon with the subject podcast guest. You can also head over to my website, the link is in the show notes, to find out more about how I can help you step into your unique priestesshood to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. See you next time.